Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon, and again, thank you for having me on this week.
So the first question I've got to ask you is, what is the latest update in regards to Brockton Hospital?
You know, the Brockton Hospital is still offline. The main hospital building is still offline. They do have the 24/7 walk-in, and you don't need to be a patient of the Brockton Hospital, both on the main campus and also a walk-in on Liberty Street. Have a weekly meeting with all the Brockton Hospital folks, Signature Healthcare folks. Again, they're working as diligently they can. There is some delay across the nation right now with materials, but the expectation is they're going to be able to get up and going around the holiday season. But again, you know, it's still kind of a wait and see approach right now until those materials come in and can be installed.
I also want to ask you, sadly enough, the city made a bunch of layoffs recently. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, that's the most difficult part of serving in a municipality. And, you know, the superintendent of the schools made a decision, and as mayor, I chair the school committee. And, you know, unfortunately, the enrollment is down right now across the district here at Brockton Public Schools. So needed to send out notices to 130 teachers will be laid off. 170 notifications were sent out. And, you know, one loss of job is detrimental to the family and to the community. And, you know, we truly understand that. But unfortunately, because the enrollment is down, over 1,300 kids have been lost district-wide. You know, the superintendent made a decision, and, you know, I respect that decision.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about, it's been a national story, but I wanted to hear about how concerned you might be locally about this debt ceiling debate going on.
Well, you know, I'm watching it just like everybody else with Washington, and, you know, I'm hoping that they work out something that's going to be beneficial to the country as a whole. Of course, it's trickled down from the feds to the state to the locals. So, you know, it's kind of a wait and see on that as well with Speaker McCarthy and President Biden trying to figure out something from that perspective. But, you know, it is it's a very concerning situation, and I'm hopeful that the powers that be in Washington, D.C. come to a conclusion that's going to be beneficial to the nation.
Are you worried about any real impacts to the city with this?
You know, I'm really not at this point, you know, but again, you don't know until it's done, right? So, you know, we're optimistic, and I'm going to cross my fingers that they work something out that is going to be not just a Band-Aid approach, but we'll just have to see how the federal delegation gets that done.
Now, of course, this weekend is going to be Memorial Day weekend, and, of course, Brockton will be holding some observances.
Of course we will be, as always. I mean, we'll be having, and I want to thank Kelly Young, who's our Director of Veterans Affairs. We'll be doing our annual parade on Monday at the War Memorial on West Elm Street. We'll be, prior to that, starting at 7 in the morning, going to the different memorials around the city of Brockton at the Melrose Cemetery, and concluding at the Potosi Club down on Montello Street as well, and then the parade will be kicking off. So, again, if you're a Brocktonian or if you want to visit the City of Champs, we always have a wonderful parade. And again, I'm really looking forward to a wonderful day. And weather-wise, it's going to be great. And it's a solemn day. I mean, it's Memorial Day, and again, we have to be respectful. But the parade will be something that will be honoring those that have passed.
And of course, it is summer, and summer means baseball. That means Brockton Rocks.
Tonight is the official opening day here in Brockton for the Brockton Rocks, and I'm going to be going there. I'm actually fortunate to be giving, and it's an honor and privilege to give the commencement address tonight at Cardinal Spellman High School. Their graduation is tonight here in the city of Brockton, and I congratulate all the graduates of class of 2023. And then after I conclude that, I'll be shooting up to Campanelli Stadium. The Brockton Rocks have a great new general manager. They have a new coach. Coach Joe Logan is the head coach, and you know, it's going to be family-friendly as always. We spent a lot of money to make it an entertainment venue, and we have a new scoreboard lined up. And, you know, of course, we had all the LED lights installed last year, and it's going to be a really good baseball talent on there. We have a really group of kids that are out there to play baseball the right way, and I'm excited about it.
And, of course, you can catch them on WBMS, our sister station.
Absolutely. If you can't be there live, tune in.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan, and have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Thank you as well.